You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. This is part two of the interview with Janelle Palacio Butler and Genesis Butler, a mother-daughter team, vegan activists in Long Beach, California. Genesis and Janelle are the great-niece and great-great-niece of Cesar Chavez. We'll also be joined by Elfie Westgroves. Elfie joins us the first Friday of every month on Vegan Nation with Elfie's Vegan Parenting Tips. And now we'll continue our conversation with Genesis and Janelle. Veganism is the key to cultural transformation in bringing justice and peace and equality all around. Veganism is essential.
Yes, it is very essential. And I'm glad Genesis helped me make that connection, because I thought, you know, just being compassionate towards humans was enough. And once she taught me that it wasn't enough, that's when I realized, wow, there's, you know, it's the circle of life. Like, I saw a picture on Facebook when I first went vegan, and it helped really instill the importance. And it shows ego, where it's the human on top of all the animals. And then it says eco, where the human is mixed in with all the animals and, you know, all the life on earth. And that really made sense to me. Like, wow, you know, it's our ego that puts us on top of this pyramid, which we think there's a pyramid, but it's not a pyramid. It's a circle. And we all affect one another. And we all have to, you know, keep that into consideration, because, like I said, it's nothing's going to get better if we always think we're above other species.
That's right. Even though it's still hidden in the educational system and the economics and religion, it's hidden everywhere. But you, yes, as activists, right, you're speaking the truth, speaking truth to power.
Adelante, adelante.
What can you tell our listeners about adopting, not buying?
Adopting dogs is better because of how breeding them isn't okay, because it makes them have more babies, and that's not a good way to buy dogs. And in the shelters, the dogs feel really loved, and they're not from a breeder or anything like that.
Yeah, and I explained to Genesis the whole ownership thing, but Genesis and my whole family, the kids, know that we don't own our dogs, just like I don't own my children. They don't own the dog. The dog is part of our family.
Oh, nice. That's wonderful.
And Thank you.
Yes, and Genesis, I know a lot of people who have dogs and cats, and they love their dogs and cats, yet they still aren't vegan. And I find that very disappointing, because it's about extending the same love and compassion to everyone equally. And so what can you say to help people to become vegan so that they extend the love to everybody?
When you go vegan, it's healthier for you. And if you have pets, this is what I believe, is if you have pets, people would never cook their dogs, ever. They would never put them in a pan and put salt and pepper on them. But then it's different when they do it to a cow or a pig and animals like that. And I just think that if you have animals, like, people would never cook their animals. But I think some people think it's different for a cow and stuff like that. But I don't think that it is. So I just think that if you have animals, you shouldn't eat meat, because nobody would ever cook their dog. And that's like eating meat.
That's right. That's right. And Janelle, I wanted to ask you about that too, with the fairness to everyone, especially with justice issues. And when we think about civil rights issues or farm worker rights issues or women's feminist rights issues, And can you relay some messages to our listeners to help understand that intersectionality and how veganism really is the umbrella of bringing justice to everyone?
Okay, can you hear my baby screaming in the background? I just want to make sure you don't, because if not, I can get him to be quiet.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Well, for intersectionality, what I would have to say is just, you know, it's very important, especially now, the time we're living in, to expand our compassion and be a voice for every single person, species, animal that faces oppression, because the way I see it is nothing's ever going to change if we, you know, fight for women's rights but don't realize that there's also female animals that are abused and used every single day. Like Genesis, when she helped me make the connection with veganism, I don't think I would have ever considered going vegan. Probably just, you know, would have stopped eating animals. But when she helped me make the connection when I was nursing my baby, that's when I really thought, wow, what am I doing? I'm nursing my child who I love so much, yet I'm helping steal the milk of, you know, another mother who spent, you know, her whole life in nurturing her baby and, you know, giving birth to the baby. And so if I can't extend my compassion now to all females or, you know, every species, then I need to change the way I am. And I think too, it's important for people to know that we need to extend our compassion, because this world is not going to become a better place until we start doing so. We have to realize that every single person and every species is important, and we need to work together, because like I say all the time, there's no planet B. So we either sit back and, you know, take part in the destruction of the planet and, you know, in the destruction of one another by always trying to compete with one another or one up one another, or, you know, thinking we're superior to animals. That's just not going to get us anywhere, because that's what we've been doing all this time and nothing's changed.
That's right. When we free the animals, we free ourselves. If we continue to be oppressors, then we will be oppressed. If we continue to be exploiters, we'll be exploited. If we continue to enslave others, we'll be enslaved. So it is the key to freedom. And recently, when being aware of various social justice groups that are organizing Mother's Day events, and yet they're not having it vegan, and I'm appalled at that. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, when I speak to enlightened souls like you and Genesis, and I think, oh, I wish others would come on board, because everything can be veganized. There's no reason to have the dead flesh and the secretions of enslaved, violated, abused, and murdered mothers and their young offspring at a Mother's Day event.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Marley. Hold on one second.
Okay.
My little guy just picked up. So I'm going to nurse him. He'll be good to go. Okay, we're okay now.
Well, this is really appropriate. Right.
I know, right?
Exactly what we're talking about. Extend that same,
yes,
nurturance, love, and compassion. Yes.
Yeah, he just picked up and was ready to nurse. So usually as soon as I nurse him, all the troubles in the world go away for this little guy.
Wonderful. And Genesis, let's hear about your upcoming TED Talk.
Yes, for my TED Talk, I'm really excited. I've been looking forward to it, and I just am really excited. I've been practicing my speech a lot, and I know some people have been wondering about what my speech is about. And my speech is about my story and how I went vegan, and how I found out about the destruction animal agriculture has on the environment. And I will talk about this destruction and how we can reverse it by going vegan. And I offer tips and how to go vegan. And I remind people how important it is to leave animals off our plate.
That's great. And when and where is the TED Talk?
When is the TED Talk? It's April the 9th. And where is Cal State Long Beach?
That's great. And I understand that you'll be the youngest speaker ever.
Yes, I will be.
And what is the name
of... I'm really excited.
And what is the name of your speech?
The name of my speech is...
Actually, they just sent Genesis a message asking for the name, and she's been so caught up writing the speech and perfecting it. It went through about 10 drafts before, it was approved. Just they kind of, I wouldn't say wanted her to water down the story, but I think it was a little too much for them, and she stood her ground, so they're allowing her to say what she wants to say. So it was a process, so now she has to think about the speech, the title. They just sent her a message asking her what the title's going to be. So I was thinking, oh, wow, now we forgot all about the title. So she's going to spend the next couple days thinking about the perfect title for it.
Oh. Yeah.
Great, and congratulations, Genesis, for standing your ground.
Thank you.
Right, that's what it's all about. The truth to power, the activism to tell the truth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're joined by 10-year-old vegan activist Genesis Butler and her vegan activist mom, Janelle Palacio Butler, via Skype in Long Beach, California. We'll continue our conversation with Genesis and Janelle. We know that as human beings, we are designed to be compassionate, that compassion is hardwired in us, and that with the vegan movement rising, and we're showing that we can live and thrive, like you said, your whole family thriving on a vegan diet. And so there's no excuse, and so I think that it causes a little bit of uncomfortableness, and so my solution is, well, just change and become vegan.
Right.
Yeah.
Are your siblings also activists?
Yes, they are. They go to a protest, and they hold their signs, and they help me leaflet, and we give out stickers and coloring books, and... Yeah, they help me with activism when I go to my protest, and we go to protest a lot for anything that abuses animals, and they love it.
And Genesis, what can you tell our listeners about the importance of veganism, that people who still want to eat animals and also the fluids from animals, such as the milk... Right, the lactation secretions, we know that. And thank you for bringing that awareness when you were 4 years old. And that those who still say they want to and that they buy the quote-unquote humane.
I would say that meat just comes from animals. And if you're an animal lover, that meat is really bad. And because of how animals have to die for it, and of the milk, because the milk isn't meant for humans, it's meant for their babies. And when people want their milk or their cheese, it goes to them instead of their babies. So now their poor babies don't get milk, and that they have to see their mothers get killed right in front of them just so a human can eat.
That's not humane, because we wouldn't want that done to us.
Mm-hmm. And then everyone wouldn't like it if meat was made out of humans. Nobody would buy meat if it was made out of humans.
Right, right. I like your explanations. We're listening to 10-year-old vegan animal rights activist Genesis Butler via Skype in Long Beach, California. We're joined also by Genesis' mom, Janelle Palacio Butler. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We'll take a short break, and after this break, we'll continue our conversation with Janelle and Genesis.
Start your day elevated in the mind, body, and spirit connection on The Journey with me, Sunta Africa, every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on 91.3 FM, WCUW, and worldwide at WCUW.org.
You're listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, broadcasting from the heart of the Commonwealth in Massachusetts, Worcester Community Radio, WCUW 91.3 FM. We're very fortunate to be joined by vegan activist Genesis Butler and her mom, Janelle Palacio Butler, via Skype in Long Beach, California. In this segment of the show, we'll also be joined by Elfie Westgroves with Elfie's Vegan Parenting Tips, a special feature on Vegan Nation the first Friday of every month. And now we'll continue our conversation with Genesis and Janelle.
What happens at school?
At school, well, my first only experience about getting like a little bit bullied about veganism was I was sitting in class eating my sushi, and there's this, my partner, my desk partner, and I was in second grade, and it was my desk partner, and he was sitting right by me, and he was like, "Ew, what is that, avocado and seaweed?" I was like, "Yeah, you never tried that before?" And he was like, "That is so disgusting, vegetables." I was like, "It's actually a fruit." And he was like, "Oh, okay." And then he was eating his bacon over there, and he was like, "You know what you're eating? So disgusting. That looks so nasty." And I said, "You know what's even nastier?" He said, "What?" And I said, "That you're eating a pig's butt." And then he said, "Ugh." And then he left me alone. Oh.
Nobody picked on her after that because everyone heard the conversation.
That's right. Real life Powerpuff Girl.
Right.
Yep. Good.
I have asked her if anyone picks on her or whatever, but it's surprising and it's probably very encouraging to a lot of the listeners that the kids are actually really, really receptive. I hear her all the time. Every time she gets an opportunity to talk about animals, even if she doesn't have an opportunity, she kind of makes her own opportunities and she talks about it. 9 times out of 10, they're really, really receptive. And the kids really are interested in not eating animals. They actually ask her questions and they ask me, "What should I tell my mom?" or "What should I tell my dad?" And it's pretty cool that, you know, they're like that. Once in a while, she'll get an occasional person, like on your Instagram, right, Genesis? A couple boys she used to go to school with, because she's homeschooled now. This is her first year of homeschooling, but they'll write comments like bacon, or, you know, just to pick on her. But when it comes to face to face, nobody says anything negative. You know, she just gives them the facts. And like today, she had a friend over. Tell her about the bacon, and you told her how it causes.
I had a friend over today. And she's my new homeschool friend, and we had a play date today, and when I took her home, I was like, "Oh, and have I told you that I'm vegan?" And she said, "Oh, you're vegan?" And then I was like, "Yeah, I'm vegan." And she said, "Oh, so you don't like bacon?" And I was like, "No, I eat vegan bacon." And she was like, "Oh my god, you should try bacon. I love bacon so much." And she said, bacon." And when I get bacon comments, I get really offended. So I told her, I said, "You know, bacon is really bad for you. Bacon causes cancer." And then she said, "Oh, really?" And she was like, "Don't tell me anything else about that." And I said, "Okay." And then she was like, "Oh, bacon and eggs are the best." And I was like, "You just said something again." And then I said, "Okay, so you know eggs is as bad as smoking 5 cigarettes? And then she was like, "Oh, really?" And then she said, "Oh, okay. But the only thing, I could probably go vegetarian, but then I can't go vegan because I love milk. Milk is the best. Chocolate milk, cheese, everything like that." And she said mac and cheese, and she named a lot of things. And I said, "Wait, have you ever drank poop in your life?" And I said, "Have you ever ate poop in your life?" And she said, "No, I've never ate poop in my life." And I said, "Well, in your meat, they like practically they're surrounded in poop, you know." And then she was like, "Oh my god, how nasty." And I said, "And your chocolate milk, some of that might not be chocolate, just to let you know." And then she said, "Oh, okay." And she was like, "Okay, don't tell me anymore." And then I was like, "Okay, well, I just educated you. You're welcome."
Thank you.
Yeah, she told me after she left, because, and the thing with Genesis is she's really receptive and she's very intuitive on people and how they'll take stuff. So, you know, with some people, even kids, adults, she knows whether if she should be a little more gentle or if she has to give them the straight on, you know, the hard facts or the hard truth, or, you know, she just kind of just like figures out the way to tell them about veganism. So in that instance, you know, she figured, okay, my best bet is to just give her the, you know, the straight truth. And when she left, I asked Genesis, so how did that go? And she said, well, you know, I can tell I really made her think. You know, and there's some kids that she'll be a little more gentle and won't, you know, give them as much facts, but try to give them, you know, enough information just to get it in their minds. But lately, the whole bacon thing, whenever her friends say they like bacon, she's told them about the link to cancer and how it's like smoking cigarettes. And kids are so concerned about their health just because we hear about, you know, health issues all the time now in the media and TV and, you know, everything. And so they understand when you say, hey, this can cause cancer, they start thinking, okay, maybe I shouldn't eat this. And she'll tell them to look for vegan alternatives and stuff, and to tell their parents.
That's great. I'm really impressed with both of you, Janelle and Genesis, and especially about using your intuition of who to say what to and how to say it. And it's so important to educate.
Thank you.
And I'd like to hear about A Vegan Child's Journey, your page.
A Vegan Child's Journey is my Facebook and my Instagram. And it, I try to post every day. And I post about my journey and how I went vegan. And I post pictures of what I do every day. And I just keep my Instagram and my Facebook updated every day of what I do and just like a kid's journey and being vegan. And I post pictures of food and like how easy it is of food and how easy it is to cook food. And like I post sandwiches. I post a lot of good stuff that's my favorite. And I post pictures of me protesting and of me when I protest. And I just post my life, basically.
And I enjoyed the video of you doing the push-ups with Chef Babette.
Yes. Yeah, I went to Stuff I Eat. And when I went there, because they have the best mac and cheese in the world, if any listeners are mac and cheese fans, I would tell them to go there for the mac and cheese because, oh, let me tell you, that mac and cheese is so good. But I went there to go see a vegan rapper. He did a Thanksgiving song, a Thanksgiving rap. And the Thanksgiving rap is about, It was like about a vegan Thanksgiving, and his name was The Official Gray was his name, and he did a Thanksgiving rap, and I went to go see him. And then after I saw Chef Babette, and when I saw her, we took a picture, and then she talked to me about my TED Talk. And then after that, she was like, do you want to do some push-ups? And I was like, sure. And then I did 20 of them. I could have done way more, but then we would have been there all day. And yeah, so we did the push-ups. And then after I did the push-ups, I ate my mac and cheese and stuff. And then, it was really fun.
That's great. And that story reminds me of the scene with you with David Carter, the 300-pound vegan, in the vegan movie with the football.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was fun, too.
Yeah, when I was with David Carter, I had a lot of fun.
Well, we're coming to a close in the interview. What additional messages would you like to leave for our listeners, Genesis?
That anything that you put your mind to, you can do it. And going vegan. And how to go vegan, and some people might think it's hard, but it's not that hard till you try it. It's like trying new food to see if you like it or not. But at first, I loved it, and I still love it. It's like the best thing ever because I'm helping animals and the environment.
That's right. And Janelle, do you have any additional messages for our listeners?
I'd like the listeners to know just not to give up. I know it's really hard and it's really troublesome just to be around so many people that seem like they don't care, but Because I have children and because I'm an educator and around my daughter's friends a lot, and children get it. Don't give up. The generations that have come after us, that compassion is there, and they just need a little more encouragement. And so I think they get it. I've talked to parents, a few parents, that have said that their kids just don't want to eat animals. And I'm hearing this more and more. It just seems like every day I'm meeting more people that are saying, oh, wow, my daughter didn't want to eat animals either. So I'm encouraging the parents just to support their child and not to be afraid, because a lot of it is fear. So I just want the listeners to know that people, the younger generations, even the teens, they do get it. Right now I've heard from a bunch of people that my daughter talks to that are teenagers that went vegan, because it's actually going vegan is actually a trend now. And I know we don't like to think of veganism as a trend, but we got to think of the way a child's mind works, and it's what captures them into going vegan. And everybody, you know, everyone for the most part who has went vegan as a teenager because of a trend, they end up researching animal agriculture, and they all turn into ethical vegans, which is perfect, you know. But I think that's great, because they're drawn into veganism because it's out there so much now. It's being talked about a lot. And then they're so smart that they start looking into it and they say, hey, I really need to be vegan, not just because my friends think it's cool or, you know, society is starting to talk about it, but because this is a very serious issue and they care about their future.
We're listening to Janelle Palacio Butler via Skype in Long Beach, California. Janelle and her daughter Genesis are vegan animal rights activists. Genesis and Janelle are the great-niece and great-great-niece of Cesar Chavez. They'll be featured in a forthcoming documentary by Glenn Scott Lacey on Cesar Chavez's life. Throughout the program, we heard a song, Adelante, Song for Cesar Chavez, by Daniel Redwood, who was also featured in the forthcoming documentary. Adelante means going forward, moving ahead. Please join us again next week for part three of the interview with Janelle and Genesis. And here's Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tips, a feature offered on Vegan Nation the first Friday of every month.
Traveling with young children is a challenge for any parent, I think it's fair to say. Throwing veganism in your backpack, too, can feel a bit overwhelming. My suggestion is do just that. Put it in your backpack. Prepare delicious, portable meals and snacks, the kinds both of you and your children can't wait to eat. This adds to your travel prep time and may even require a special trip to the store, but when your belly's rumbling and the kids are headed for a blood sugar crash, is not the time to have a moral dilemma over food or holding out for the closest vegan-friendly restaurant. Another option is scoping out your route in advance to plan where to stop for food. Today's smartphones may really help you with this. Even look at what's available at your airports ahead of time. Believe me, the last thing you'll want during a layover is to walk up and down a terminal, possibly toting a child or multiple, checking menus and ingredients to stay true to your veganism. I've been there, but there is an easier way. That was Alfie's vegan parenting tip, but remember, there's more beneath the surface.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week for part three with Janelle and Genesis, and we'll also include a segment of Gentle World, a vegan intentional community on the North Island of New Zealand and also in Hawaii.
We will seek and we will find. Adelante, adelante, adelante.
Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Joseph Peck. This is Molly Narrow wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.